The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Stood helplessly beneath his cross as he lowered his head and he died.
His earthly anguish was finished, but mine was greater than ever. Yet this had to be, and I had to accept it. So I stood by, and I mourned silently.
The 13th station. Jesus is taken from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
The crowd had gone. The noise had stopped. I stood quietly with one of Jesus' friends. I looked up at the dead body of our Savior, my son. Then two men took the body from the cross and placed it in my arms. A deep sorrow engulfed my being, and yet I also felt deep joy. Life had ended cruelly for my son, but it had also brought life to all of us. I knew this had to be, and I prayed silently.
Lord, your passion has ended, yet it still goes on. Whatever I choose, sin over you. I have done my part in your crucifixion, and now, my Savior, I beg your forgiveness with all my heart. Help me to live a life worthy of you.
The 14th station. Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
We brought Jesus' body to a tomb, and I arranged it there myself, silently weeping, silently rejoicing. I took one more look at my loving son, and then walked out. They closed the tomb, and before I left, I thought, I knew this had to be. It had to be for you. I would wait in faith, silently.
Trying to live without him, whom I love so. But only 2 days.